From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea claims to have detonated its fourth nuclear device. The UN Security Council plans to meet Wednesday following announcement the North conducted another nuclear test, what Pyongyang says was its first successful hydrogen bomb test. The blast was condemned by both South Korea and Japan. The U.S. says it will respond appropriately to this provocation. A hydrogen bomb is far more powerful than an atomic weapon. Bruce Bennett, a Korea analyst with the RAND Corporation, cast doubt on the claim.
Given the scale is logarithmic, that means this one was about 1.5 times as powerful as the last one. So it takes it barely up to the level of the Hiroshima blast, roughly speaking. That's not too impressive for a fourth nuclear test.
He says to be a true hydrogen detonation, it should have been 10 to 100 times more powerful than the North's previous blast. A U.S. service member has been killed, at least two others wounded Tuesday in fighting in Afghanistan's Helmand Province. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook telling reporters the U.S. troops came under fire while conducting a train, advise, and assist mission.
They were with Afghan special forces, as we've had U.S. special operators previously. But we don't yet have all the circumstances, all the details to determine exactly what took place and particularly how this casualty took place and how these people were injured.
A helicopter was sent to evacuate the wounded but was unable to take off when a rotor struck a wall compound. Intense fire prevented a second helicopter from landing. Peace talks between Burundi's government and opposition have been postponed. The talks, which opened in Uganda last month, were to continue Wednesday in Tanzania. A senior Burundian government official said the government will not take part because of the inclusion of those, he said, that are supporting violence. An opposition coalition said they hadn't been invited. This is VOA News.